Patrolman George C. Sauer, end of watch, April 18, 1915. David Kidbender and James Slim Miller kept a diary of their criminal exploits as they robbed their way through Cleveland, Cincinnati, New York, Philadelphia, finally arriving in Baltimore. Armed with .38 caliber pistols, they stole what they could to support what they believed to be the lifestyle of gangsters. Drunk after hours in a bar called The Club here in Baltimore, they became rowdy, and the bartender threw them out into the streets. At 4 o'clock in the morning, they made their way into the east side of Patterson Park, and they started to fire shots randomly into the air. Officer George Sauer heard those shots early in the morning of April 9th, 1915. He hailed a cab, stood on the running boards of the vehicle as it made its way through traffic toward the sound of the gunfire. Sauer located the men and chased them on foot. Cornered at the intersection of Baltimore and Hare Streets, Bender fired a single shot that found its mark in Sauer's abdomen. Wounded but not out of the fight, Sauer grabbed Bender and held on to him while firing shots from his own weapon into the air to summon help. Off-duty patrolman Joseph Jaskolski ran to the scene, firing his weapon at Bender and Miller. Their escape lasted only a few short hours, as Officer Sauer lay unconscious at St. Joseph Hospital. A team of officers made their way to O'Hara Hotel in the 100 block of Liberty Street to arrest the fugitives. Officer Sauer regained consciousness just long enough to identify his attackers, but soon succumbed to his wounds on April 18th, 1915.